It's iRadio in the afternoon. Dave and Fionnuala with you. This man, it's hard to give him a description because I feel he's utterly unique. You could call him an Irish Sherpa. He'll bring you up the mountain if you want. If you've never seen a wild deer or a fox or any other animal for that matter, he'll seek it out, he'll smell it out, and he'll show it to you. He's like an Irish Bear Grylls. He's got all the kit, all the idea. He climbs mountains for fun, and you're going to hear unbridled passion. He's the man behind muddysoulsadventures.com or on Insta, muddy_souls, if you're on Instagram and you want to check out his photos.
He's a lot of knowledge and he wants to share it.
You're never going to hear a passion like this before or ever again. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Paul Rooney. I'm from Kinloch in County Leitrim, otherwise known as the Mad Mile, as people call it. A lovely little part of the country. Mountains, lakes, rivers, sea. So lucky to be from that part of the country, but I made a big move in my life to come to County Galway, living just outside the city in Kilcolgan. So I'm back to the sea and the rivers as well, and loving it here, but also love to get back to the lovely Leitrim.
I'm delighted that you have made the move to Galway, because I'm the opposite side of the county, kind of to Kilcolgan, if I'm being honest, but I would be aware of it. It's a lovely place and you have no better base than Galway. But Paul, it seems you're, if I can say this politely, you're a bit mad about nature.
Absolutely. Nature is everything to me. While I do my professional job itself, nature is always in my mind. I'm driving down the road, I pull in the van, I jump out, I see something, a hare, a rabbit, a fox, a bird, I get out my camera and I make sure I get footage that I think that'll always be with me. You know what I mean? It's just, you only get certain chances in life to get them perfect memories of nature, and you gotta take them. Why drive by, be 5 minutes late? That's why when I'm hiking and in the outdoors, I get to see it so much and I get to be part of it, and it comes to me. And I believe nature is a huge, it's everything to me, and I always say it's the reason I'm still here.
Paul, were you always like this? Were you always in love with nature, or was it something that happened in your life, or what made you go, Jesus, I'm obsessed here. This, I want this to be a huge part of my life.
The answer to that is 100% yes, I was always just totally switched on to nature. A funny story about me years ago. My father and mother, I'm an only child, and I'm absolutely delighted. My father and mother are just two gems, and they were foot and turf on Tolly Bog, and they just let me at it. You know, I was a little kid of me in a pair of shorts going about. It could have been a pair of long johns or whatever you call them, and I was going about the bog and I was doing my own thing, and they just turned around and they noticed me gone. And what actually happened was, Paul decided the frog kept leaping around through the bags of turf and through the footings, but the frog kept going and going. But it was an old pallet that was across a huge bog hole, and he jumped onto the pallet, and I thought, I'll do the same. And when he jumped onto the pallet was so old, it was in the bog years, and I ended up at the bottom of the bog hole. And Mom and Dad, this was all my life, seeing bubbles coming up, and they ran to the bubbles. And I was down there a while, and they pulled me up by the feet, and I ended up in the back of the car for an hour, nearly drowned. But I believe that I'm back there with nature again, and it was just, it's part of me, and I'm part of it, you know?
Pardon the pun and the joking here, but Jesus, you really were in touch with nature there for too long.
Absolutely. And you know, I remember everything except being pulled up out of the hole, but I was covered in bog moss and whatever else. But it's just stuff like that, and it's so strange, and I can't explain it to the two of ye. Like, I say what's going to happen that day, and it happens. And like, I say that there's going to be a deer in the next 1 kilometer, guys, to my people, my clients that's behind me. And by God, he's there. I smell the air and turn around and goes, there's a big stag now coming up, guys. Be ready for a good shot here. And around the next corner, it might be 500 yards or to the next kilometer. He's going to be there. And it's the same with the hawk, and it's the same with the ravens, and it's the same with the fox and the badger and the hares. When I say it, I mean it. And it means that there's a part of me that, it scares me how close I am to them, and it's powerful. And I ain't afraid to say that, because I'm confident, because I see it and I believe in it, you know?
Paul Rooney, muddysoulsadventures.com. you think you're in touch with nature, you go out to the forest and you think, ah yeah, I'm at one here. And then you hear Paul's enthusiasm and knowledge and you go, a lot more to learn. His name is Paul Rooney. He set up his own company, bringing yourself or whoever you want to bring with you on tours. He can bring you up the mountain, show you nature like we never seen it before. MuddySoulsAdventures.com. If you're on Instagram, it's Muddy_Souls. And you could feel the frustration in him. He loves this so much and he wants to show it to other people. And we put that to him. It's like, there is a frustration in you, Paul, isn't there?
100%. There's a massive frustration. And David, I had a massive Ben Bulbin charity event there recently, and I said it to the ladies. I had 4 good talks with them. I called them meetings on the way up. I stopped them first of all, and I said, you know, have you been to the Slieve League Cliffs? And a lot of them said, no. I says, what do you mean you haven't been to the Slieve League Cliffs? Yes, we offer them tours, but change it the day. Tomorrow morning, make a plan, maybe 1 month time, 1 year. Goddamn, get to them. Get to Mayo, get to the north, get to all over the world, wherever you dreamed about being. This is what frustrates me. Get out there and see it. Don't dream of something and don't say, just we'll do that tomorrow, and not do it. Just forget, just do it, and just witness and take it off the list. Feel amazed and coming home. Take your photos, enjoy them. Take memories for life. Take someone you love with you. I had the most amazing man with me one day, just there recently on a trip. He was having a hard time, you know? And he was at the bottom of the mountain, as I call it. He says, yeah, I'm thinking about doing that someday. And I'm like, what do you mean you're thinking about doing it? I says, go into the shop on the way home, buy yourself a hardback. Write me 5 points down on the hardback. I says, and where you want to go? 5 places you always wanted to go. And by God, next Saturday, highlight that and say, yes, I've done it. Go on and finish off the other 4 and don't come back to me till you've them done. And he stepped back and he goes, you got really annoyed with me there when you... I says, yes, you're just thinking and you're going on and you're using excuses. Do it. Break out of your comfort zone. I always take people out of their comfort zones and they come back to me in 2 or 3 days' time and they say, what a feeling. You know what I mean? I'm different. I feel different. And they always ask me for another day. I'm with a girl at the moment, Nourished in Nature. I work alongside her. Lou is her name. She's incredible. She teaches me about what we can eat, how we can swim, the seaweed, what we can make in food out of the seaweed in the sea. She does yoga and meditation in the wild. I'm not an angry person, but I just want to really sink it into people. Because if I don't, they're going to be still in that rut this time next year. And I'm here to help. And I'm, by God, I love helping. And from start to finish, I just want to be there for everyone. Because there was a big stage in my life and it made me who I am. And I have two of the most amazing parents. And it's the reason who I am. I have a massive heart and I'm willing to give it to someone else, you know?
He absolutely has a massive heart. Utterly impassioned. You won't believe what I done after we spoke to Paul.
What did you do?
He got me that riled up and that inspired. I actually booked in with the dentist for my hygienist and my fillings. I'm not okay. Taking the piss. I've been putting this off since October. It is now June. And I was like, man is saying things that make sense. Go and do it. I was afraid of that, but I'll be a better person afterwards.
It's pretty fair to say in most scenarios, doing it is much less bothersome than thinking about doing it. So yeah, the procrastination has to end.
If there's any man to get me to finally do my 5K or go up the mountain, it's Paul. He's got that much passion. MuddySoulsAdventures.com. He does tours if you want to check that out. If you want to have a creep on Instagram, it is Muddy_Souls. Inspiring.
It's just, it's very rare you hear someone up to that level of being engrossed in what they love. Like, it is his life.
He loves it, like.
So fair play to him.
Muddy_Souls or MuddySoulsAdventures.com. There's a wildness in us all. We just need to unleash it. Hey, I heard you were a wild
one. Woo! Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.